For the one above, I pray. as ever.
Let's see Noah Oaken.
That's what he always texts.
least three.
One of the challenges of speech, talking, which of course is so powerful, speech is so powerful, which we're going to talk about a little bit. One of the reasons we have the Chafetz Chaim, the picture of the Chafetz Chaim, and it's definitely a foundation of everything we do and everything we try and live, as we're going to learn the halachas, the Hilchos Lashon Hara, is the power of speech. Achayim v'aloshen b'yad amaves. Achayim v'aloshen. Achayim v'amaves b'yad aloshen. Thank you. Speech is life and death. A person can give so much and chas v'shalom take away so much with speech. And one of the other aspects of speech is it puts that which is in one's mind, that which is in one's heart, which is, you can't even express it. How could you say how much you love your spouse? How much could you say you love your children? You love someone who you love. Just to say the words, I love you, just to say words, I love you, takes away the power sometimes of what's in one's heart, what's in one's mind. Rosh Hashanah, as we will talk about more and more as we get closer and closer, Rosh Hashanah is the head of the year. It's the Rosh of the year. It's Allah b'machshava. It's in my head. It's in my mind. It's in my mind. It's in my mind. It hasn't been expressed. It hasn't been manifested. And in that place, it's so deep, just like in one's heart. When someone is suffering from feelings, from emotions in one's heart, to express the pain, the hurt that someone can have, to express it. So too, as we all journey together in our Rosh Hashanah, not just the Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, but all of us here as we begin, as each and every one of us begins on a journey, begins on an incredible, incredible, incredible journey as an individual and together, to express to oneself, like we were talking yesterday, it's not about telling someone else, it's about telling yourself. It's not about communicating something to somebody else. It's about communicating that to yourself. And when you communicate that to yourself, you're able to communicate that to someone else. Sometimes talking to someone else helps you communicate to yourself. Dibur is very powerful. When you talk to someone else, that's what therapy. People wonder where the origin of therapy is. The origin of therapy, by the way, is just to talk and talk and talk. It's called, there's an Ar Yashar and an Ar Chayzer, which means when I talk, when I say something, it goes back to me. When I talk and talk and talk, why is it just talk it out, say it out, say it, suddenly you feel better. A person begins to feel better. So there's an aspect when I express myself and I talk about something, that's why it's so dangerous to talk. You ever hear someone say, "Talk, don't say it, Blayin Hara, don't say it." The second it leaves your lips, you can't take it back. The second it leaves your lips, because it's so, so powerful. But it's also so important to understand within yourself, Dibur is Malchus. Dibur, speech is Malchus. Yad ber amim tachtenu, Dibur is Malchus, is David HaMelech. It means that my speech is so, so, so powerful. But you know what's even before speech? Before speech is machshava and my heart and what's inside myself. And that's what I want to talk about a little bit today and share a little bit. It's a little bit even hard for me to even talk and to share this because it's so powerful what I'm going to say. I think it's powerful. For me, it's powerful within myself. And the concept is, this is the concept that I want to talk about. It's really, really the secret in my we'll see if I can bring it out. It's the secret of Rosh Hashanah. It's the secret of life. It's the secret of life. You know, when we think of Rosh Hashanah, we all have our cultural understandings of Rosh Hashanah. For good and for bad. And maybe we could talk, just say things that are true. It's one of the things that I like to say. I don't claim to say the truth. I like to say things that are true. I like to talk and say things that are true. There's a big difference between saying the truth and saying things that are true. A pasuk in the Torah is the truth. This is the truth. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramchal, the Tzadikim, that's the truth. Things that I say are not necessarily the truth. I try and say things that are true. I try and be truthful to the truth. But okay, I'm not going to get into that. It's a whole separate discussion. One of the greatest things that a person could do is dream. One of the greatest things that you can do for yourself is dream. To dream. Anything that happened that is phenomenal on this planet that has been done. Think of just current events. You think of someone like Elon Musk. You think of Lahavdil. You think of someone like Theodore Herzl. You think of someone who had a dream and said, "Wow, I'm going to create Martin Luther." Okay, yeah, continue for real. Think of people who had dreams to make changes. One individual had a dream and said, "I have a dream. I have this vision. I have a vision." Now, what's the problem? Here's the problem. The problem is we sometimes have lost our dreams. And we forgot how to dream. As one of the Chevra once said over here, when his teacher used to say, "Space in, stop spacing out." He's like, "I am spacing in. I'm spacing into where I want to space into. I'm spacing out." When you were dreaming in class and you're looking out the window because your teacher maybe was not talking to you. And I'm not blaming the teacher. Maybe it just wasn't a shidduch. Maybe that teacher wasn't talking to you and you were dreaming. Maybe when your father was talking to you, or maybe when you were sitting at the Shabbos table, maybe whatever it might be, and you're dreaming and you're thinking, "One day I want to be a fireman. One day I want to be a soldier. One day I want to be a big tzaddik. I want to be a big talmid chacham." Or you met somebody. The famous story with the Panovich Rav. We were standing in Bnei Brak, or that before it was Bnei Brak, or the Tel Aviv area, wherever he was, and he was talking about, "This place is going to be this big, big makom Torah." There was nothing there. And they said, "Rabbi, you're a dreamer." And what did he say? He says, "Yeah, I know I'm a dreamer, but what? But I don't sleep. When a person dreams, when you dream of what your life, you know who else is a dreamer in a certain way? You know how it works? I'm saying this with sensitivity. Allah b'machshava, Hashem dreamed and dreams of what? He dreams of you. Hashem is Allah b'machshava, you. Why were we put into this world? What, we were put on this world to eat pizza and sushi? I didn't even start.
It's an easy one. Yeah, you're going to keep going.
Come on. I'll try and keep going. But we're put on this world. We'll have to do it privately. We'll have to practice, right? What are we put on this world? Okay, what are we put on this world for? To eat cereal, to sleep, to drive a car, to make money, whatever else you want to say. Nah, come on. Well, whatever you want. That's why I'm put in this world. I'm put in this world so that I can argue whether the air, it's cold in the room, it's not cold in the room. My roommate, you know, is like this. Mirta Shem, with your wife, is going to be the same thing. It's one of the biggest things I say. I can't say it enough. My roommate is my roommate. But my wife, I'm going to love my wife. So of course I'm not going to act that way. Of course the toilets are going to be clean. I'm saying this, Mamish, I love talking about this. Of course I'm going to clean the toilet. It's different. It's my roommate. Who cares? I'm on the airplane. Who cares what happens in the bathroom on the airplane? Yeah. Aww. But who cares? Who cares? It's just, I don't know that guy. He's a stranger. I'm not going to live that way with my wife and my kids. And what do I say? What do I say? The exact opposite. It's not true. Because those who are closest to, like we were talking about yesterday, we hurt the most. So if you're mean to your roommate, and I'm not trying to scare anybody over here. I'm being serious. I'm just trying to say things that are true. If you struggle with your roommate, who you can leave in a second, oh boy, you're going to struggle, like we said yesterday. Oh boy, you're going to struggle with your wife and your children. Oh boy. If you have trouble with what comes out of your mouth to a stranger, for sure, just wait to how you'll be able to kill the demons who are raising your children. The chaz it over. We can't say that enough. Face them. Fear is either forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. The only way I could face everything and rise, not the only way, a way to face everything and rise is to dream. It's to dream. We'll talk about goals and dreams. We'll talk a little bit about it now. We've spoken about it in the past. How goals follow dreams. It's not about making a schedule. It's about dreaming. It's about learning how to dream again. It's about learning why I stopped dreaming. When did I stop dreaming to live the life that I wanted to live? I'm way too young to stop dreaming. I'm way too young to stop believing in myself that I'm going to be the person who I dream of to be. And you know what's crazy about that also? What's crazy about it? Let me get the quote. Hopefully I'll find it quickly. And Yehuda, I want to say a big, first of all, Yehuda Lehrfeld, everybody. Yehuda Lehrfeld. Woo! I'm going to just read an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that I literally bumped into as we were preparing for Shir and singing a little bit. I want to just share this, and then I'm going to share Yehuda Lehrfeld is a person. I just want to say to everybody as we're starting off, speak to Yehuda. Learn the tzaddikim. Learn. Can I offer for anyone to learn with Yehuda?
No.
What?
He has too many already.
Yeah. Right. Where is it? I'm sorry. One second. I'm sorry, one second. Where is the quote? Oh, gosh. Oh, here it is. No. Okay, I'll have to find it later. I'm not going to continue like this. Basically, no, basically the point is that, you know what, I got, just give me one more second.
We need static noise in the background.
Okay. It's only a dream. It's only a dream until somebody. I mean, I don't have the quote here. Everything before it was done. Everything before it was actually done was only a dream. It was only a dream. What does a dream mean? Why do people like say? Well, who's that famous person who ran he sprinted.
You say Baltimore,
he ran. No. What's his name?
Forrest.
No.
You say Baltimore?
Yeah. No. Before him. Is that the what? Is that what it was? Where he broke it?
Who broke
and
the
then people. What's his name? The what?
4 minute mile.
4 minute mile. That was so. Can someone look that up for me? What did he do? So what did he do? What year was it?
1954.
That what? So say it out loud. David, say it to everybody.
Ran a sub 4 minute mile. No one did it before. And then after, like hundreds of people did it.
Right. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that when a person has a dream and everybody says, come on, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. You can't do it. You can't do it. I'll give you 100 reasons why you can't do it. There's only one person who needs to stay in that dream, and that's yourself. The problem is when you stop dreaming. That's the problem. It's not what they say. It's not what your father told you. It's not what your mother told you. It's not what your Rebbe told you. It's not what the system told you, whatever that even means. It's not what anything told you. It's what you tell yourself. It's that you stop dreaming. And Rosh Hashanah, and our time together now, is a time to get back. To get back. And to learn how to dream. Because your goals, you're setting your goals, need to be based on your dreams. So based on what you want and who you want to be. And then you begin. And now that could be a process that could take a year. I spoke to someone recently like, what do I want? I want to become happy. I want to be happy. So here's my question to a person like that. You want to be happy. First of all, I want to be happy too. We all want to be happy. How long does it take to learn how to be happy? That's a good question to ask yourself. How long does it take to learn how to become happy? I want to get rid of my anxiety. I don't want to be anxious. How long does it take a person to get rid of his anxiety? How long does it take for a person to learn to live a certain way? Those are good questions to ask oneself. But when I dream, and I dream and I say, I will become a happy person one day. I am going to have a great marriage. I'm going to have a wonderful family. I want to become a big tzaddik. I want to become a multi-gazillionaire, whatever it might be. And nobody can steal a dream. That's what's crazy. Nobody can take away your dream. If you read the book, Man's Search for Meaning, by Viktor Frankl, the second book. What do we say? Yesterday was Reinvent Yourself. Reinventing Yourself. We have that. I think we have both books here. Man's Search for Meaning is about Viktor Frankl, who was in Auschwitz. And he spoke about the difference between those who would survive and those who wouldn't survive. He did a whole thing about it. How the person who is able to know what his why is. What's my why? Why am I doing this? Where am I going? What's my dream? If you're in touch with your dream, you will get there. When a person stops dreaming and starts looking at somebody else's dream, That's this week's parsha. This is the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, I think it's for all of us. The Torah is not a history book. The Torah is with us right now. Listen to what the first pasuk. What does it say? V'hoya ki savai el ha'aretz asher Hashem alakecha noyisein lecha nachla v'yirishta v'yashafta ba. What does that mean? When you will come into the land of Eretz Yisrael, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, V'hoya ki savai el ha'aretz, V'hoya is lashon what? Simcha. V'hoya is a lashon of simcha. L'hoyer she'ein l'smoyach ela b'yeshivas ha'aretz al derech omra. Here it is. Oz yemale sechoik pinu. What does that mean? There's a happiness when you're dreaming. What does it say? You guys know this. Shir ha'malos b'shuv Hashem eshivas tzion. A song of ascent. When Hashem will return all of us to Eretz Yisrael. What does it say? Hayinu kecholmen. We will be like dreamers. I'm going to dream again. Nobody here came to this yeshiva this year. Whether you're here the first time, whether you're here the second time, third time, fourth time, some people fifth time, not six. Aviel here is here the sixth time. Doesn't matter how many times a dream. See what's different between a goal and a dream. I just want to say one thing. It has nothing to do with how old you are. You could have lost your dreams at 18, at 10, at 7, and you could still have dreams. You could still, Rabbi Bloomberg, I guarantee you, still is dreaming, and it could be he's just beginning to dream, and we haven't seen anything of his dreams. Thank you, Rabbi Bloomberg. Am I right? Very right. What's incredible is dreaming is so personal. Goals are very, we could talk about goals, we could talk about how to set goals. We could talk about which goals to do first. The main thing is to keep the main thing, to make sure you're focused on the important goals. But I can't tell anybody here what their dreams are. I can't tell anybody here what your dream is. I could try and tune into what my dreams are. I can try and tune in to my dreams. But I can't affect your dreams. I could help you maybe once you're dreaming, we could all get together and talk about how to manifest our dream. How to manifest that which we really, really desire and what we want and what I want to see for myself. But I can't tell anybody what you are supposed to dream. Imagine telling a little kid, why would you want to ruin a little child and tell him what he's supposed to dream? That's what you should be dreaming about. Why would you want to lock anyone into any sort of, you would shut them down no matter how big of a dream you're going to tell them that they're dreaming. Because their dream is more powerful. I want to learn a halacha together because this is one of my, it's even deeper than a dream. Deeper than a dream. One of the things that I it's funny, it's a commitment. Commitments follow dreams, everyone. The commitment is to create a space for each and every one of us. It's one of my dreams. It's one of the reasons why we have the Chafetz Chaim, and please read what's written under the picture of the Chafetz Chaim. And that is that this space, this entire campus, this entire space is a space of respect. It's a space of love. It's a space where chas v'shalom, We don't want to speak negative about anyone. It's the space within my heart, within my home, within myself. As the Chafetz Chaim says, the way for a person not to speak Lashon Hara is by learning the Hilchos Lashon Hara. When we learn the Hilchos Lashon Hara daily, publicly, the more we learn about it, the more it helps us not to speak negative about anybody else. And when we speak negative Chas V'Shalom about somebody, Chas V'Shalom, we're really speaking about ourselves. We're really talking about ourselves. There's a reason that Hashem puts all of us together and shows us different things. It's all to help me. It's all to help oneself. It's never the other person. As we know, when you point one finger at somebody else, you have three pointing at yourself. It's never the other person. It's always within yourself. It doesn't mean that there aren't some people who could challenge you. But it's always a lesson for each and every one of us. I want to say one more thing before we learn the halacha. I want to say it's an honor to have here Rabbi Lazarus. Rabbi Lazarus Shlita. It's another testimony of age. Rabbi Lazarus is sits in this shir. Definitely makes me feel good. And it's an honor to have you here. And again, it's a testimony. It's a testimony that being excited about life, has nothing to do with anything external. It's internal. Now, if I want to learn how to access my excitement about life, I'm just going to give everybody one practical step. One practical step. What were your dreams when you were a little kid? Ask yourself that question. What was your dream? What was the earliest memory of a dream that you had of a vision of like, wow, this is what I want to become. This is who I want to be. This is what I want to be. If you could tap into that, What? You what?
I would become a fireman.
Oh yeah? You did. In a certain way.
It's not too late.
It's not too late. Yeah. Very good. I like that. Yeah. That what? Yeah, wait. Everyone listen up. Yeah, that what? Hear this? They laughed. Can I say it out loud? Yeah? Rabbi Lazarus said that his neurologist laughed at him when he says, I want to remember all my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren.
I thought maybe I'm getting senile.
He thought he's maybe getting senile. You're not getting senile. Just keep on dreaming, Rabbi Lazarus. Keep on dreaming. And you're gonna tell me it's so beautiful. You're gonna tell me that I can. Who? You know what? That's a good question. Who stole your dream? Yeah. Who's that person who stole your dream?
A lot of my dreams came true. It was a dream, and I'll tell you, when I was there, I never would have dreamed that it would be where I am. I would accomplish the things that I accomplished in my life. I never would have dreamed.
Amazing.
So I started dreaming it, and I did it. Then I had no dreams.
Beautiful. Thank you, Rabbi Lazarus. Thank you. Okay, let's halacha. Just quickly, we're going to start from the beginning over here. It has the power to ruin a business, break a shidduch, tear a family apart, destroy shalom bayis. Which weapon has such power? Words. When used improperly, words have the power to cause irreversible damage. Yet there is another side to the coin. It has the power to heal a broken heart, brighten a lonely life, inspire a stray soul, nurture and teach. Yes, when used properly, words can cause unimaginable joy. It is our choice to utilize our most special gift properly the gift of speech. Lashon hara is derogatory speech about a fellow Jew, or speech which can harm another Jew. Big, important fact about Lashon hara. Lashon hara is true. That's why it's, even if it's true, it's Lashon hara. If it's not true, it's called Moitzi Shemra. The Avera of Lashon hara applies even if you are talking to one person. However, the more listeners there are, the greater the Avera is. Why? Because you are causing more people to listen and accept the Lashon hara, number one. So there are more people involved, because the person you are talking about will become more degraded if more people hear the Lashon hara. If two people relay the Lashon hara, the Avera is greater, because the more people repeat Lashon hara, the more readily it will be accepted by listeners. Hashem should help each and every one of us to be able to light up tomorrow with today. Have an incredible first day of the rest of your life.
Even if the people listening are Makabagah.